Everybody, Andy here again. I was just reading a story in the newspaper today which reminded me of a local story, and both of them have got sort of parallels, different sides of the Atlantic. One's local and one's in America. But I'll just say the story I was reading in the newspaper reminded me of it was a story of a guy, and I hope I get his name right, called Rahm Emanuel, who's a political figure in the USA and has held office and has been in the sort of administration of both Bill Clinton and President Obama. Now, he comes from or lives in Chicago, and that's where the problem lies, because he is trying to run for the office of mayor in Chicago. And the Illinois State Court have said that he can't, because in their opinion, he doesn't live in Chicago, or he doesn't live in Chicago enough because of his obvious dealings in Washington. He spends a lot of time in Washington, fair enough. He maintains himself, Mr. Emanuel, that he has got a house in Chicago, he pays taxes on it, and he even votes in Chicago. But the state court says he doesn't live there enough. Well, that's the gist of what I'm getting. Now, that's all very well, but surely this should be tied up with how things are going to be in the future rather than what's happened in the past. I'm not going to start knocking American justice, but it made me think of something that's happened locally here. We had a general election in May of last year, for those who aren't aware, and we had a new MP, Member of Parliament, elected for the Hastings and Rye constituency, which is where I am, where I vote. We had a new MP, a lady called Amber Rudd, who's from the Conservative Party. Now, I don't know what connections she has with Hastings and Hastings area, but I think it's fairly tenuous. Now, it was announced last week, well, I don't know whether it was announced last week or whether the actual news got out last week, that she is now not living in Hastings. She's not living in the constituency that she represents. My understanding is, some people were saying that she'd sold her house. My understanding is that she was only renting a property here anyway, which suggests that it isn't her main area, if you see what I mean. And so now we have an MP who doesn't even live within the constituency that they represent. Yes, like in the case of Mr. Emanuel, Amber Rudd will be spending quite a lot of time in London, in Parliament, dealing with all the parliamentary business in the House of Commons, etc., etc. But she is a constituency MP. And to me, I feel that if you are representing a constituency, you should live in that constituency. We've had that quite a lot over here, and whether the Americans will put up with it, and it seems to be that they won't, where we've had people basically airlifted into a particular constituency because it's a safe constituency, or the person's a name for whichever party. It's not any particular party that's at fault or any better than the other, where a name, all right, put this guy into that constituency, there's a vacancy there, he or she will win that constituency. They don't live there. And this is a real problem as far as I'm concerned. We should go down the avenue that the Illinois State Court has gone down. I don't expect we'd be allowed to over here, but this is what we should be doing, in my opinion, is that a person needs to live in a constituency. How can they represent an area if they don't live there? I'll leave that one hanging for you. I don't see how anybody can. How can you know anything about the area and represent it properly in Parliament and be voted, don't forget? And people have voted for these people. So we're at fault ourselves, I suppose, for voting, although I didn't vote for her. But we're at our own fault ourselves for voting for these people in the first place. And that maybe takes us back to the whole problem with British politics and the fact that we're voting for parties, we're not necessarily voting for local people. But there you go. So I'd love to know what anyone else's opinion is, whether it be from America or whether it be from Britain. I don't know whether this is a general thing in America, whether the person has to have had links with a particular area to become the mayor for some time. I know we're not talking about a mayor over here, but to me, there's a parallel situation here. So my opinion, if you're representing a particular constituency, an area, you should live there. End of story. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.